K-Rock 955.
Do this.
Get up on the weekend with Andy and Ben. No conditions apply. Oh, wait. Andy and Ben are the conditions.
Finally, people listening to the show.
These are the best bits.
Yes, welcome to podcast 65, Retirement Age, Stop Working. For those familiar with the podcast, they know we're doing the bingo calls. That is number 65.
The joke in the bingo center is when that comes up, everyone just throws their pens down.
No, but...
because everyone's 65. Like we're all retired. Well, let's all stop working. No more.
Have I ever told you the story when I played bingo?
At the center?
In Geelong? At the Palais?
Yeah.
Oh, they take it so seriously.
But it's quick as well, isn't it?
It is ridiculously fast.
Yeah.
And if you're having any type of fun or banter with your mates, it is really poo-pooed on the table along with the other people because they can't hear the numbers.
Yes. And so really, you would think the people playing bingo as well would really need to hear the numbers.
And keeping in mind, it's like $7 a ticket, but they take that so seriously.
What are the prizes?
It was good money up for grabs. It was like, I think a couple of games, $1,000 up for grabs, and then there's a major game at the end where it's, you know, $5,000 or $10,000. I think it was $5,000.
Bingo.
Yeah. Mm. Anyway, that's why we do the bingo numbers, but this isn't bingo. This is the Andy in Bed podcast. I want to talk about coming up in the potty about new face masks that a bloke over in the UK is rocking. Face masks in Victoria, mandatory. They're optional everywhere else in Australia. In the UK, though, they're now making it mandatory. And one bloke has done something that's turning heads, mate.
Interesting, mate. Also, a conversation you and I had recently may turn into a little bit of a nest egg for us. I was making fun of you because of it. But after reading this, I'll tell you what, maybe I might jump on board.
All right. Sounds good. Enjoy. Benny, you haven't been to America. And I want you to go because I know you're...
Thankfully, I haven't been.
No, but... you love sport.
Yeah, massive.
And when you think of sport, America is like the mecca. You've got ice hockey. You've got American football. You've got basketball. Mm. Like, you've got them all.
You've done everything there.
I think the...
golf. You've got the golf. Ice hockey. College football.
Yeah, it's massive.
Football. Yep.
But I think more so, the stuff that happens at those sporting events are so memorable. You've got tailgate parties at the NFL.
Mm.
Huge.
Massive.
More people are at the tailgate than the actual game.
Right.
Yeah. Believe it or not.
Mm.
But American footy, it sort of had to take a back seat because of COVID. But they're starting to get people and fans back into the stadiums.
Are you telling me that I need to travel halfway across the world to go and sit in a car park and celebrate the sport?
I'm not saying that.
Like, you've led with, hey, you're a massive sports fan. Have you been to the car park?
They're pretty good.
When we're talking about you being a sports person, I'm not surprised that you're entertained by the car park party.
Anyway, the University of Memphis hosted their first game the other day.
Let me guess. Everyone zooms from their driveway.
No.
No?
So it can normally hold 60,000 people, the stadium.
Yeah.
They had 4,000 fans there. Social distancing.
That's not bad.
All that type of stuff.
Good to see people back at sports.
Absolutely. And something really good that I got a real kick out of was sort of the halftime entertainment and quarter-time entertainment.
Mm.
That's what I love about sport. Not the actual sport that's being played in front of me. It's the entertainment purpose.
It's really burning me because of how, like, you've been to America, you've experienced all this, and you're there not for the sport, but for the car park parties and the halftime entertainment.
It's wasted on me, isn't it? Anyway, what made a return was Kiss Cam. Kiss Cam
really?
Is back.
How?
But it's mask Kiss Cam. So everyone's wearing their face masks
and
really getting into the whole kissing. Now,
but if it's your partner,
yeah,
you can just...
Well, they weren't doing that.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if you've seen people trying to kiss with a mask on. But it's awkward. And Kiss Cam at the best of time was awkward because some people would be trying to use tongue, some people wouldn't be.
You couldn't even Eskimo kiss because your nose has to be covered up.
What's an Eskimo kiss?
Like your nose. You rub your noses.
Oh, who's doing an Eskimo kiss at 29 years of age?
Nah, not me.
No.
Andy, I will tell you a story of two.
All right, I've got no idea what that means.
Where these people just didn't have a clue.
Just tell me one story. This sounds like a poem and I don't want it.
They went for a bucket.
Yep.
And I couldn't keep going. Yeah, a Melbourne couple has been caught craving some fried chicken They were caught more than 30 kilometres from their home buying fried chicken in St Kilda's East on Thursday. They were driving from Tarneit in the city's outer west.
Oh, so they've actually gone into Melbourne.
About 34 Ks. Yeah, but they're still in that bubble.
Yeah, the five, you can only leave 5 Ks.
Yeah, so to travel 34 kilometres for a fried chicken.
Now,
we did say a while ago that these stories will come up. We had the butter chicken.
Yep.
We had someone going to mow their lawns.
Yep. Which I sided with. I thought that
because
was pretty fair.
Your mum had a bit of an issue about that.
But
now the
fried chicken.
You can get that anywhere.
You got to look at it and think, am I willing to pay over $1,000 for this particular fried chicken?
If you bring up your air fryer right now.
Wow. I'm just saying. You do a light batter.
Enough.
I'm just saying, a light batter.
Look,
in
I
the
hope,
air fryer for 15.
And I hope it was worth it. I really hope it was. I hope they got their bucket of chicken, because it says here the pair told police they traveled to buy fried chicken, but it doesn't say whether they got it or whether they were caught beforehand.
If you were going to get done, you'd want to be done on the way home.
Because do you just continue going?
It's like, hey, well, now that I've got the fine, do you mind if I go and get that chicken, and then I promise once I've got it, I'll return home.
Imagine they caught you right out the front. Like, you've made the trip, and you shouldn't have made the trip. Let's be very clear. You shouldn't
That's
have gone.
Stiff.
And
That's...
then they've got you and said, sorry, back in the car, and here's a $1,000 fine.
Do you reckon there needs to be a harsher what is it called? Penalty. Punishment.
Are you kidding? That is the harshest penalty you can ever
get. But it's not, though.
It is.
Because people are still doing it. People are, like, going down to the beach 15 k's away.
I'm not talking about the money. Imagine you got told right at the front of the chicken shop that you have to get back in your car and go home. Oh, my God.
Here within Australia, only Victoria, face masks are mandatory. You have to wear them.
Yeah, and I think in some of the other states, some people are wearing them just because. So, and that's great behaviour.
Really good.
Good on you.
I know.
Do you think you'd wear one when we don't have to wear one?
I did before it was introduced. When they were saying, hey, if you want to do it, you can. And I was like, you know what? Gonna start wearing one.
Why not?
Why
would
not?
Maybe just go to the shops in a face mask.
Just prevent it.
I'm curious to see what the world looks like.
Over in the UK, Boris Johnson, he's saying mandatory face masks must be worn.
Our what's my age again favourite?
You'd be able to tell me what his age is.
He's 52. I forget.
Anyway, though, a commuter over in the UK, he was wearing a different kind of face masks. Now you've got the ones that you'd wear...
Cover your nose and mouth, like a face.
Yeah, but you've
covering.
Got the ones that you'd wear on like a building site, like the KN95.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Then you've got the material ones that you can make at home.
Yep.
You've got the ones that go around your ears, the elastic, or they
ones
go
that
around,
go around the back of your head.
Back
Have
of the head.
Have you seen those? Jeepers.
I prefer them, I reckon.
I would never wear them.
It's not the strain, though, on the ears.
Yeah, but you look ridiculous.
Who cares? You've got the actual face shields that people wear.
The face shields are very good.
Anyway, one bloke over in the UK was spotted, and what one person thought was a funky-looking mask. They thought it was a snake pattern face mask. Upon closer inspection, though, they realised that the snake mask was actually a snake that a man was wearing around his neck, and the tail was like looping into like a handrail.
Oh, my God.
And he was wearing a real snake.
Was he alive?
As a face mask.
He wasn't like passed out on the ground.
No.
The snake had just had its way.
Do we need to be checking on this guy?
Does someone need to look at this dude?
He doesn't look well. No, so he's sitting on a bus.
Oh my God.
So legit.
I'm looking at the photo now. He literally has it as a face covering.
Which is so weird.
Is that okay? That's not okay.
No, so they say it's mandatory to wear a face mask. However, health officials over in the UK saying a live snake does not meet public health guidelines. Now, obviously, social distancing, tick, no dramas. You got your 1.5 because no one's coming anywhere near you. But in terms of having a snake...
I just can't wrap my head around what I'm seeing.
It is a huge snake.
It's the biggest horse.
Because it's wrapped around almost twice.
And we're sure this is voluntary. we're certain that this guy has done it and said, yeah, I'm okay with the snake being here.
Has anyone actually checked
has
on this guy?
Has anyone said, hey, are you all right?
maybe that's what should be happening.
I mean, I'm all for setting trends and doing whatever you like, but has anyone actually said, hey, are you meaning to do this?
There are a couple of pictures that are on the article. He has not moved.
He's been on the number 10 bus for a very long time.
All right, mate, get your best
acting, voice, you know, everything we've learned in our creation of radio.
Yeah.
You and I are very raw talents at the start. And when I say raw, I mean raw. And
some still, would say green.
Yeah, some would say still are.
But had they improved in 2 years? No.
Every little bit of radio nouns you have to really engage a story,
yep.
I'm going to need it now.
Oh, no.
I'm doing a bit of coin chat.
Okay, no, oh, no, yeah, yeah. Right,
already
okay.
Turning it on, are
you've
you?
Got, no, you've got my interest. Now, you know, look, I like coins.
In years gone by, this story would not have got my attention. I would have thrown it off to the wolves and said, look, you know, I'm sure some 5-year-old that's collecting coins or some 80-year-old that's collecting coins would really be interested. But not until recently that you and I had a conversation. Was it via Zoom? It was some sort of video chat.
Yep.
Where you revealed to me a deep, dark secret of you having a coin collection.
Yeah. Now, originally you poo-pooed it and said, no, you don't. And then I went home and sent you a Snapchat. I went
through
and I showed you my coin collection. Yep. Now, you argued it's Australian currency.
Yeah.
My argument was the majority of it, yes, is Australian currency. Round 50-cent coins. They're worth about $16 nowadays. Got a couple of them. And then I've also got like the special Sir Donald Bradman coins on the 20-cent one. I've got like the royal family.
Yep.
I've also got, which is my pride and joy, a American dollar coin. Now, you'd be familiar. It's a note format now.
But it's the dollar coin.
I've got the dollar coin. Very rare.
Now, a coin expert's come out and said, just make sure before you're throwing away your loose change willy-nilly, you do have it looked at. Now, they're saying there's a fair bit of money getting thrown around for some coins.
Yeah, all right.
And something that might get you excited is that a $1 coin recently was put to auction, that is the circular, like just a nice
single
round,
nugget.
Yeah, single nugget there. For $4,000.
What?
Yeah.
So what is it?
So they're saying, well, I'm not exactly sure what the rarity is.
Well, because sometimes there's imperfections at the Royal Mint. So sometimes when they stamp it, it gets a double ring, which makes it a rare coin. Mate, I'm a coin.
This one kind of has like a lifted edge. Like it looks like it's fatter on the outside.
No. All coins have that.
Look at what I'm talking about if you jumped on that story. Another one has a double-headed coin. You know how you've seen the two-head coin?
Oh, we've got that in Australia.
Well, that was sold at $1,000. There's a 20-cent coin that has like rickety edges that I think... So if you scroll down to that story, there's a 20-cent coin that has
2007.
Like,
so that is well within the hitting zone.
But that 20-cent coin... Oh, that one there. Can you see the 20-cent coin?
It just looks damaged.
That's gone for $20,000. But I think you would, if you had that in your possession, you'd know something was up.
So it honestly looks like a 50-cent coin. That's a 20-cent coin with the edges.
So,
wow.
My interest has peaked a little bit with coins.
I could be sitting on some serious money.
Well, that's what I thought. I thought you've already got your collection. How about we together put our nouses and, you know, I'll give you my coin collection that I've got.
You know what?
I've got, you know, 20 cents and 10 cents in my car. I can bring that to the table if you like.
This is funny because 2-3 weeks ago, I'd almost argue it was bullying. You bullied me.
You needed to know.
Saying that it was so stupid, so immature, so childish that I collected coins.
Yeah, I think I said something along the lines of your next step is stamps.
Yeah. Look who's come crawling back.
Oh, look. You know, money's money.
We've opened the phones, 5223-2955. Do you have a tattoo that you regret?
And look, fairly, I think it's completely understandable with the way that we were laughing at bad tattoos.
Yeah.
No one's called in.
No.
I think, and that's fair.
No, because Ben. Whoa. Ease up, mate. We've got someone here on line one. Do you want me to go to him?
Here you go.
Bang!
To be fair.
Bang!
Look, we went pretty hard.
We did.
Tattoos are one of those things that we can't really rub off.
No.
So I'm not surprised that no one wants to call in. Very surprised, though, that if you're listening right now and you've got one, you haven't. Because it's a safe space. We're not going to laugh at you. We'll laugh with you.
So what happened was a 17-year-old girl, she wanted a dream catcher. Her dad said yes. He thought it would be pretty hypocritical if he didn't.
Yeah, and the thing was, mum's not in the picture. She's sort of lives with dad. Dad gave it the okay, and then once mum found out...
Took it to court
and said, what, grievous bodily harm?
Assault causing actual bodily harm.
That's the one. So the daughter's like, what are you doing, mum? You haven't been around. Like, don't worry about my tattoos. I've got a couple of shockers, but they're out of sight.
Yeah.
One's a club logo. The other one's a number. You're clean skin, as we call. You're clean skin.
That's what they call me.
That's what we call you.
52232955. We haven't got someone here.
Oh, you're kidding.
Emily in Bowen Heads, do you have a regrettable tattoo?
Yeah.
Oh, please,
what,
tell us.
What have you got?
Please.
On the back of my neck, I have a tattoo that looks like it's been drawn on by my 9-year-old son.
Oh, no. Oh. What was the intention?
I got it done at a professional tattoo shop.
Oh,
let's
and
not.
It's meant to be a love heart. On half of the side says, don't give up. The other half is a horse with my horse's name on it. Oh. And it looks like it's done in grey lead and done by my 9-year-old son.
Oh, no.
Now, you're really not selling.
It is really embarrassing.
Do you wear your hair down a lot? Like, are you just trying to cover it up at all costs?
I go to my hairdressers every week and pay $35 to get my hair washed and straightened.
Yeah. Now, I do want to know, have you gone back and got more tattoos since this shocker?
I went back next week after the tattoo got done to that shop and the shop was shut down.
Oh, my God!
Here we go. The podcast is done for another week. Hopefully you've enjoyed it. Make sure you've liked, subscribed. Benny, a lot of punters listening in around the world.
Yes. You wanted to give a shout out here.
Yes. The UK, South Africa, United States. There's one country that says is unknown and 3% of our listeners come from there.
No, Antarctica.
Oh, is that where they're from?
It has to be Antarctica. So if you're listening to in Antarctica, or if you're
Why
listening...
Why are you saying Antarctica?
Antarctica.
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 You're saying it really weird.
Antarctica. That's how you say it. Although, mention those countries again.
The UK coming in at number 5. Number 4 is the unknown.
Yep.
South Africa 3, US 2, and Australia number 1.
So if you're not any of those countries we've just listed, you're probably the unknown. So send us a message. Get us on Instagram,
AndyandBenBlog. Yeah.
Where are you listening from?
Anyway, we need to do this, Ben.
Andy and Ben's Thought of the Week.
Surely we're able to wear our underwear whilst leaving the house.
As long as I'm covered up.
My thought this week comes from the DNA. So I know we get a lot of things from our parents, but it's a variable. Sometimes, because I think we justify a lot.
Yeah.
So because I'm tall, we say, oh, well, mum's brothers were tall.
Tall.
So but if
right.
I wasn't tall, yep. they would say, oh, well, dad's not tall, so that's
you're
why
the opposite.
Not tall.
Yeah.
You just got your dad's side.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering, is there something we did younger that meant we did that? So, you know, because I ate a lot of veggies, did I grow?
Yeah.
Is there a reason for that? Or is it really just luck of the draw and you need to just keep yourself healthy?
Genes are a weird one, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like taste buds as well. How can you like something and I can't stand it?
Exactly right. So I wonder if there's something that we're doing early that just no one's ever picked up on.
All right. So what were you doing when you were 3 to make you tall? Because I wasn't doing it.
I don't know.
I ate my crusts. Did you eat yours?
No, I didn't eat crusts.
Don't eat your crust to be tall.
Yeah.
That's what it is. That's the message. That's the take home.
I wrestled with my brothers a lot. I know you didn't.
Didn't
it?
Yeah,
so maybe they stretched me out a little bit.
Possibly.
Pulling me from side to side.
Yeah, I got kneed in the groin by my sister.
Yeah, and then didn't speak for 3 years.
Correct.
You knew your place.
Anyway, that's the podcast. Make sure you like, subscribe, go back, listen to all our old stuff because it's only up for 6 weeks. See ya.
Bye.
Get me out of here.
Weekend Breakfast with Andy and Ben. Saturday and Sunday, 8 till 10. Only on K-Rock 955.